it was already in that letter, so, you know, the judge, by the sound of it, in court, actually turned around and said, I don't really know why we're here. So, yeah, he's put it back to Friday, which I think is just about the last day that the court's opening in this year. So I think he wants to see the money then.
Do you sense there was any feeling that perhaps the club were looking for an adjournment till January? But I don't mean the judge called their bluff, but I mean he's insisting it's done on Friday.
I mean, certainly, if you took 15 working days from the first morning when they were in court, then technically that would be the following Monday rather than Friday. But he has literally given the last possible moment this year.
And do you get the feeling he perhaps means business on Friday? Yeah, they've got to sort this out now?
It does suggest it. I mean, you know, we've always been on a Monday every time before. Here we are, Friday, 4:30. You don't really give yourself extra work at the last thing on a Friday, do you?
Now, the planned Supporters Trust meeting, the members' meeting, that's going to go ahead?
Yeah, that's going ahead. I mean, Andy Lonsdale's already accepted our invitation. We're set to go, 7:30, up at Pegasus Junior's old school laying ground. They're laying on a free curry as well, so, you know, all our members are welcome to attend. We can hear what Mr. Lonsdale has to say to our members and have a full and frank discussion. So hopefully he can tell us on Thursday night what the situation is.
Now, he wanted it to be a general open forum, but clearly that didn't meet with your requirements for various reasons.
I mean, obviously, the big talking point is the boycott, and that was a vote of the members, and the members, you know, really have to discuss that. It's not something that can be put open to the general public. It's something our members have to discuss. Our members put it in place, and they're the ones that have to agree that it would come to an end.
A final point, Martin. I appreciate your members all have a wide range of views on this, but you personally, what are you hoping that Andy Lonsdale will be able to tell you on Thursday night as a Hust member?
The whole thing has gone up and down like crazy over the last 6 months. I've said repeatedly that it has to either be fully funded or it has to close. You know, you can't just keep on limping on and limping on and limping on. It needs a resolution one way or the other.